Sick of people saying that this radio program isn't funny enough. I've brought out the big guns. The Sydney Comedy Festival is Sydney's biggest annual comedy event every April and May. Over 250 of the best comedians from Australia and beyond take to stages across the city for a massive month of comedy. It starts today, that's right, Monday 24th of April. And with me now, all the way from the UK, a chap who's performing at this year's Sydney Comedy Festival, Geordie comedian Kai Humphries. Morning, Kai. How are you today?
Yes, sir. How are you? I'm good.
How are you? You're there. You've just completed a run of shows at Melbourne for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. How are you enjoying your Australian experience thus far?
Yeah, that's right. I'm having a great time. I've been touring around with a comedian called Daniel Sloss.
Oh, yes.
Opening for him. And then I broke away from that tour to do a little side quest in Melbourne, performed five shows at the Melbourne Festival. And then I've just been to Sydney with Daniel. We played the Opera House, we played the Enmore, and I'm going to go back for the festival and do my own shows. I'm excited for that.
Oh, wow, very busy. And this is sort of the culmination of, what is it, like 13 years you've been doing the comedy thing?
Yeah, a long time now. And I've been coming to Australia since 2013. Obviously had a bit of a sabbatical through the pandemic, so yep. It's good to be back for the first time in like 3 years.
I do the research and all the wonderful comedians that come on this radio program. I understand you do a thing called punch drunk gigs that you and your brother organise. I tried to research as much as that as I could, but I thought I'd better ask the man himself. What's the punch drunk gig?
Yeah, so me and my brother run a comedy club called Punch Drunk Comedy. And it's on as a monthly gig, and we get all the best comedians from around the world to come and perform in our little town of Blythe, which is one of the mining communities outside of Newcastle, you know, the satellite towns.
Yeah.
Up near northeast of England. And it ended up where we got into a fundraising endeavour to try and raise some money for a child who was, he had neuroblastoma, he had brain cancer, and the treatment was only available in America, and it cost £500,000 for this pioneering treatment.
Yeah.
So we used the comedy club to put on a boxing event, which we also called Punch Drunk, and it was comedians versus comedians, and it was an absolute spectacle, and we raised like £80,000 through this boxing event. I got in and fought against my own brother, because He promotes the gigs with me.
There'd be long-standing tensions between you and your brother because you go back a long way. So there's several scores to settle there.
In my previous show, not the show I'm touring now, but the show that's available to stream on my website is about the whole boxing event, about me and my brother building the club together, the charity raising that we did. So that was my previous show. It's all documented. You can see the fight of two Geordies just beating each other up in the ring.
How did you go? Did you go right at the boxing deal?
we tried to kill each other. we tried to absolutely kill each other. It's so funny because we're such good friends.
Yeah.
We're best friends. We've got everything together. And as soon as that bell rang, it was as if we were mortal enemies.
Did you deem one of you as the winner of the bout, or was like the sweet science of boxing was the winner at the end of the
day? You know what? It went the distance, and the referee held both of our hands up as a draw at the end of the match. And I think it was the right way to do it. You know, it was the perfect way to end the evening. But then my dad told me that he thought my brother won.
I don't think
he could have kept that to himself, you know?
Yeah, maybe this will like manifest itself next time you're having Christmas lunch together or something like that.
I think my brother done the most damage. I had a black eye, you see. And I had to do gigs. I had to go to a performance the next day. I had a black eye boxing with my brother. You have to mention it because you can't not mention having a black eye when you're on stage.
No.
I just went, I wish I had a cool story for the black eye. I've just never opened Prosecco before.
That was, I think that is a pretty cool story.
It was, the funny thing is it actually was a cool story, but it was just the quickest route to a punchline. So go on stage, address it. And then I got such a big laugh about it as if I'd hit my eye opening Prosecco that like when the black eye started to fade, I was like pressing it, trying to keep the black eye so I could have my opening joke for a little bit longer.
Yeah, you just challenge your brother to another bout. Just say, Dad says I won. Do you want to settle it? Do you want another shot at the title?
Yeah. We need a rematch. It's like, is it at the end of at the end of Rocky Four when he fights? Not the end of Rocky Four. Is it the beginning when he fights Apollo Creed again, but behind closed doors?
Yeah, you just say to your brother, "I want to unite all the belts, so I'm gonna need your assistance for this one."
I've got to unify that Punch Drunk title.
That's it. Well, that's really great. So you're doing it. You're providing comedy to a town that probably needs it, raising money for a good cause. And if you get punched in the head as a result of that, I guess that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, it's the Geordie way. It's the Geordie way. We're natural fighters.
Yeah, they've got it in all the tourism bureaus.
Yeah. Come and here. I got attacked while I was here as well, by the way. One of your magpies got us outside of swooping season.
Yes. Well, that's a bit weird that they obviously must have found something specific about you that they didn't like, because generally they save it for the sort of start of springtime.
Yeah, in my football team's Newcastle United as well, and we're nicknamed the Magpies. It felt like a little bit of... It was attacking its own people.
Are the magpies native there in Newcastle, where you're from?
Yeah, you get them everywhere, and they don't bother anybody. So you don't build up like a fear that they're going to get you.
All right, so it's only the Australian ones that have got something against humans.
Ours don't bother us at all. That's why it was such a surprise when I'm just like this common bird that normally is just ambient. Is now trying to take chunks out of my face.
Oh, maybe because you refer to it as a common bird, I thought you're sort of starting some sort of class war and it better have a crack.
Yeah. I started beef with the magpies. It's on me. I got what was coming.
What did you do to sort of try and stave it off?
Well, I was running with my phone in my hand, just in case I got lost. You know, you need your map. And I'm trying to use it like a table tennis racket and swat the bird out of the sky. I was running backwards for the longest time. And I guess the wrong thing to do is face it up, because it's trying to defend its nest, surely.
No, that's what you've got to do is you've got to sort of, if you're looking at it, it won't swoop you. It'll sort of it'll eye you off and sort of be, but it'll swoop you the minute you turn your head and you're not looking at it is when it'll get you.
So I did do the right thing, because it was like a drone. It was just like it was just keeping just the perfect distance that I couldn't reach it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like also I had to pull my back.
If you're wearing sunnies at the time, you can put your sunnies on your back of your head and that'll keep them away.
Yeah, and I've you know what I read about the cable ties on your bicycle helmet if you're cycling. And I didn't know that's what that was, but I'd seen people doing that. So I thought everyone was just a bit weird over here. I think everyone's just got cable ties on the helmets of their bikes. I thought everyone had lost their GoPro. And then I read about that and I was just retrospectively just like, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they also did lose their GoPro as well. You're on there sort of at the comedy section of the Enmore Theatre starting this Thursday, 27th of April, performing nightly until Sunday, 30th of April, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's gonna be great, man. And I love the show that I'm doing as well, because I talk about nostalgia and about the growing up in the 90s. And it just turns out that that Australia is not too dissimilar to the Great Britain, to like our childhood, you know, like playing outside and causing mischief on the streets.
It's just that our magpies are a little bit more aggressive than your ones are.
I did find something out, though, when I was doing my show in Melbourne, because I talk about when we get told off by our parents in the UK. They use like a playbook of telling offs. And one of them is, if you leave the door wide open, your mother will say, "Where you're born in a barn." But here, it's "Where you're born in a tent."
Born in a tent, yep.
Born in a tent. So I wonder where that derived from. I just said that he was all born at music festivals. Is that the nice weather out here?
Maybe conceived at music festivals.
Yeah.
Oh, I better let you go so you can get ready for your shows. I could have you on this show for hours and hours. If people do want to find out more about what you're doing, what's your website there, Kai?
It's my name, Kai Humphries. My first name is spelled K-A-I, Kilo Alpha India, then Humphries. .com. That's a good thing about having a unique name. You don't have to put numbers on your website or your Twitter handle. So find me at KaiHumphries.com. You can stream my show. You can buy tickets to my show. And I do a podcast with Daniel Sloss as well.
Is that the on the road podcast with Daniel?
Sloss and Humphries on the road. So I have to carry all the equipment around in a suitcase everywhere I go. like a roadie. I feel like a Kardashian just going through the airports with all my suitcases.
What's your brother's
name? Journal.
Kai, what's your brother's name?
Gavin.
Gavin. So he got a traditional name, and you got a hoity-toity one.
Yeah, mine was my mother was reading a romantic novel where the boy was called Kai and the woman was called Amy. And if
Yeah.
I was born a girl, I would have been Amy, but I'm Kai. It turns out the book, the character was Chinese.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I got given a Chinese name.
Oh, well, see, well, I mean, if you're gonna strut about with a name like Kai, no wonder Gavin punched you right in, mate.
Yeah, that's true. It's catching on though. There's a lot of youth called Kai now. Not many people knocking on 40 though.
oh, Kai Humphries, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Wishing you all the best for your shows there. Break several legs without getting your
Thank
head
you very
punched
much.
in there at the Enmore Theatre from the end of the week. And I hope you have a really enjoyable Sydney Comedy Festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. This has been fun.